This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Data breaches and credit card hacking don't confine themselves to big box retailers, apparently. Neiman Marcus, the very upscale Neiman Marcus, has announced customers who used plastic at one of its stores during the holidays may have had their data compromised, as many as a million customers in point of fact. Neiman says it was told in mid-December about a possible data breach. Yes, mid-December, which brings us to this entirely obvious question. What took them so long to tell people? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith looked into that one.
Target waited 4 days to announce its data breach. Neiman Marcus waited a month.
They simply don't feel like they have enough information to come forward.
Independent reporter Brian Krebs broke the story. He says companies are using that time to figure out how many customers have been affected.
No company wants to be seen as, you know, trying to come out with a statement that they think they know how bad it is, and then it turns out it's a lot worse.
Kind of like Target, which initially said 40 million customers had potentially been affected. Now it's saying that's more like 110 million. Analyst Larry Poneman says PR is hugely important in a data breach, and the worse it's handled, the more customers a company will lose.
How many people will stop being your customer as a result of data loss or theft? And we find that it could be more than half of the total cost of a data breach.
But waiting for all the facts can trigger lawsuits and fines, says Ted Julian. He's with CO3 Systems, which helps companies manage data breaches.
There are substantial privacy breach disclosure requirements, and failure to meet those can trigger fines, which can add up quite substantially.
Julian says there are strict state and federal rules about how soon you have to report a data breach, and companies have to get smart about it quickly. All companies.
As people in our industry will tell you, it's not a question of whether or not you've breached. You have been. It's just whether or not you know it.
That's great. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.